The second suspect in Monday's downtown homicide was arrested at a home in an East End Barry neighborhood last night. Just before 8:30 p.m., Thursday, Barry police arrested the outstanding suspect in the death of a 47-year-old man that occurred the morning of Monday, Feb. 20. The Barry Police Major Crime, Homicide Unit, assisted by members of the Tactical Support Unit, Street Crime Unit and uniformed officers descended upon a Hickling Trail home where a 33-year-old Sudbury man was arrested without incident. Stephen Martell was transported to Barry Police Headquarters where the investigation continued overnight. He has been charged with second-degree murder, assault with a weapon, failure to comply with a probation order, robbery, and possession of a weapon for dangerous purpose. Martell remains in custody and is scheduled to appear for a bail hearing today in the Ontario Court of Justice located in Barrie. None of the allegations have been tested in court. I wish to acknowledge the incredible work that has been done this week by detectives from our Major Crime, Homicide Unit in identifying the suspects, allegedly, responsible for Monday's homicide and their round-the-clock efforts to take those responsible into custody, Barry Police Chief Rich Johnston said in a news release. The tireless and collaborative approach undertaken by everyone involved within our service demonstrates professionalism and a true commitment to our community, the chief added. Martell is the second person to be charged in connection to the downtown stabbing. Jordan Sisperski, 32, was arrested without incident Monday evening in Barrie. He has been charged with second-degree murder, robbery, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, and assault with a weapon. Both men are charged in the stabbing death of Ron Peterson Brennan, 47. Police were called Monday morning regarding a confrontation between a group of people, which is believed to have taken place just prior to 8:20 a.m., near Trinity Anglican Church at 24 Collier Street. After the altercation, police say the victim man made his way to a Dunlop Street East business where staff called 911 and assisted him until Simcoe County paramedics arrived. Peterson Brennan was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Barrie Today has obtained video of Thursday night's arrest, which occurred around 8:30 p.m. In the video, provided by local resident Savannah Meadows, the suspect is seen being escorted from a home on Hickling Trail and into a waiting Barrie police cruiser. Meadows said there were several police officers on scene, including the canine unit. She said she heard two loud bangs while walking down Grove Street, approaching Johnson Street. Initially, I thought they were gunshots, but after thinking about it, they may have been flashbangs because they were quite loud, Meadows said. Flashbangs are devices that explode with a loud bang and emit a bright light. They are often used by police to create diversions when making an arrest. Heading toward the sounds, Meadows turned right onto Hickling Trail from Johnson Street and saw the police activity. That's when she another 3 to 4 bangs, in quick succession. According to an obituary for Peterson Brennan, the funeral will be held Monday, February 27 at the Doolittle Chapel of Carson Funeral Homes in Orillia, located 54 Coldwater Street. E. Beginning at 11 a.m., followed by a celebration of life in the chapel starting at 1 p.m. The family says donations can be made to the John Howard Society of Ontario.